but I didn't breeze on out of the store like I normally do. I was still kind of paranoid about being busted by the cops, slammed up against the wall, searched, caught with fancy running shoes in my backpack, and thrown in jail, where the cafeteria food is worse than my school's and the hospital's. So I just hung around the store, eating my seeds while Mr. Charles went through inventory. He had just gotten a drop-off of new stuff. Sodas, chips, cleaning products, cereal. "You can't just hang out here, Castle. I mean, you're my guy, but you see that sign?" Mr. Charles pointed to the one on the window. "No loitering." "Ain't nobody loitering. You don't see me just spitting seeds on your floor or nothing like that," I protested. I opened my hand so he could see that I had been spitting them into my palm. "No, not littering, loitering," Mr. Charles said, ripping open the box. "Means you can't just stand around." "Oh, well, you want me to help you with some of these boxes?" I asked, hoping he'd say yes, because the only other place I could go was the bus stop, and that was too out in the open, either that or the track. But I was going to end up there later anyway, and after yesterday, I wasn't down for another double practice. Plus, if the cops were out looking for a kid who stole track shoes, they might show up where the kid might be using them. So it was best to not be out there in the middle of the day alone. Mr. Charles studied me for a moment, then thrust a box of cat food in my arms. "Here, help me unpack this." The process was simple. There should be five of everything, everywhere, which was really just a weird way for Mr. Charles to keep the store looking neat and organized, and also an easy way for him to know if people were stealing from him. So, for instance, in the fridge, there should be five of every soda, five of every juice. On the cereal shelf, there needed to be five of every kind of cereal, even the nasty ones that taste like dirt until you put sugar on it. Same went for chips and cookies, so my job was to look around the store and let Mr. Charles know what was missing. "We need two orange juices," I said, thumbing through the juices like I was looking for a shirt in the coldest closet ever. Mr. Charles, as usual, didn't hear me. I looked over. He was reading another piece of paper. This time it was one that he pulled from a box. I think it was like a receipt or something to tell him what he was supposed to have in each carton. He never even looked up. Didn't hear me at all. Dang, I wonder what it must be like to be hard of hearing. I bet gunshots sound like knocks on the door, which is a scary thought. Sheesh! Anyway, I repeated myself louder. "Mr. Charles!" This time he looked up. "We need two orange juices." Mr. Charles nodded, pulled two from a box, and handed them to me. Of course, while we were doing all this, I kept an eye on my backpack. I had set it down in a corner at the back of the store. Every time we'd restock some cookies or some dishwashing liquid, I would double check to make sure it was still there, that my sweet silver babies were still safe.